It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, Senate Republican Caucus members started the week by urging the governor to follow their plans for safely reopening schools and the economy, and ended it by praising him for doing just that. These are the messages from Senate Republican leader John Braun and Democrat Senator Tim Sheldon earlier in the week.
People individually are making good decisions to keep themselves, their families, their neighbors safe, and we should trust them to continue to do that, but give them the freedom to operate their lives more fully and safely.
It would be just simpler for the governor and quicker if he would implement a plan that started to get us into phase three. Because we need to open the state up.
So they were glad later in the week when the governor followed their advice to move the state to the next phase of reopening.
If us proposing a plan helped motivate him or helped him think through this more clearly, that's great. However he got there, it's good news that he got there, and I'm happy about it.
Braun also commended Governor Inslee's move to reopen schools.
I am hopeful that this will drive schools that have been reluctant to offer some form of in-person instruction to get that done. I think this is a good move. I'd like to have seen it happen sooner, but nonetheless, progress is good.
Also this week, many Senate Republicans spent much of the week reacting to the Senate passage of an income tax on capital gains. Senator Perry Dozier says eventually it will hit the middle class.
If we don't get steady tax revenues from it, we have to look for other funding sources for these most important programs that we're supposed to be funding with this. I truly feel that this income tax on capital gains is really just a starter tax that will most likely lead to a broader income tax in this state.
Senator Jeff Wilson of Longview says other states have proven that these types of taxes are problematic.
In California, tax revenue tanked after the last recession. Total shortfall of those the loss of taxes was over $40 billion, and the state of California had to issue IOUs.
Property tax relief for people rebuilding homes damaged or destroyed by wildfires passed out of the state Senate. Senator Mark Schussler's bill helps people who lost a home to wildfire last September.
Fires we had throughout our state were unprecedented. This is an effort to provide just a little bit of relief.
The Ritzville Republicans' measure would exempt them from paying taxes on the full value of the original structure for 3 years if the home is being rebuilt or improved. Nearly 300 homes were lost in the September wildfires, affecting countless lives.
Many families, some of whom weren't able to obtain insurance for their homes for a variety of reasons.
The legislation now advances to the House. Those are some of the things that happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.